The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Hotter Than Health podcast, a plant-dominant podcast for those looking to expand and elevate their lives. Each week, we will bring you provocative conversations and topics, entertaining interviews, and some of the biggest names in health and wellness to answer your burning questions. You will leave each episode with tangible tips and takeaways, and understand what it truly means to live an energized and optimized life. Welcome back to this week's episode of Hotter Than Health. Thank you for being here. If this is your first time, welcome, and I'm happy to have you here. It is Tuesday evening, currently 6:15. I'm doing this a couple of days ahead of time because work last minute called me in for the week, and if I don't do it now, I know that I will be dreading doing it after the end of a long day, and I figured I would just let you all in to life. And my refrigerator, my pantry, and some of the non-negotiables, if you are starting from a bare minimum, building your pantry, building your supplements, and building your refrigerator staples. I thought this was a fitting subject because I've just moved into my new apartment. For anyone who is listening for the first time, again, thank you. I hope you are subscribed. I hope that you are interested in wellness on both a basic level and nitty-gritty daily routines. And we do have more interviews coming. I know I've said it a million times, but if you were in my shoes right now, we are making sure that we are just hitting our weekly episodes. And I don't want to miss a week, but I also don't want to commit to an interview and then not be able to deliver. I had one scheduled for this week, got pulled into a work situation, and here we are. Either way, thank you for being here, whether you've listened forever or you are brand new. Currently, I'm sitting in the one chair in my apartment. I moved out of the place where I was living in the beginning of February. I have been staying with different friends, trying to figure out, do I want to be in Charlotte? Do I want to be in Charleston? What makes the most sense for me? And ultimately, after 90 days, I made a committed decision to move to Charlotte. There was something that I couldn't fully put my finger on, but felt right. I was born and raised here. I haven't lived here in 12 years, so it's totally changed, but I've been working a lot here, and I wanted to, like I've said in other episodes, be around more motivated people. Not saying that Charleston wasn't motivated, but a new type of motivation. And I think that during this juncture in my life, this feels really good. Not only does it feel good, it feels right, but it also feels like it's going to challenge me in the right ways. Who knows? I mean, I've been here two nights. I could be completely effed up the ass in a week and regretting my decision. But for now, I'm sinking my teeth in, feeling great about it. I'm looking out the window of my apartment and it is gorgeous. This view, I didn't know what this apartment was going to look like before I got here. I had toured a couple other ones in this same building, but knew that I didn't know what the view was going to be out, what the full layout was. I just knew the square footage, the appliances, and essentially the format, but I didn't know the details and which one specifically I was getting. I was kind of just blind faith, hope it works. And I could not be happier. The view is insane. I have the Bank of America building, the Truist building, the entire Charlotte city skyline, as well as the Greenway, a beautiful park where I'm watching kids play soccer right now. Lots of trees. I mean, there's a fuck ton of power lines. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure I have you know, whatever eggs are inside of me are now growing three legs. But, you know, it's beautiful. I'm so happy. And I thought, oh, city living. But I have been outside so much. The weather has been amazing. So many parks, going hiking this weekend, hot yoga. And if you're considering a change, then Charlotte's pretty hype. I'm into it. But in this juncture of my life where I'm starting from scratch. I have some of my old furniture, but I mean, guys, and this is first world problems. I feel so blessed, grateful, so happy to be here. I've worked my ass off to be here, but you know, I don't have all the things that I had in the last apartment because I shared it with another person and we had those things together. And I sacrificed some things in order to make the move easier, which I do not regret, but I don't have a couch anymore. So on the search for a couch, I have one chair in the apartment and it's getting those. If you've moved recently or you've moved before, you'll know that there's nothing more frustrating than having to spend money on the teeniest things like the silverware holder for the drawers. I went to Target. I bought one. Hype. Easy. I only need one and it doesn't fit because these drawers are minuscule, but it's the littlest things. And these, I'm like, these are things that I already bought for my old apartment that I now have to buy again, which whatever, in the grand scheme of things, it's small, but they're the little things that always bother. It's the little things. Also the amount of boxes. If I told you how many boxes I have to break down, you would think it was a joke. You'd think that I was being annoying and exaggerating. But if you look down my hallway, it looks like the streets of downtown LA, people could live here and have a great life. There'd be a living room, there'd be a dining room, a kitchen, a bedroom, just based on the village you could build with these boxes. All of that to say, I feel like I'm starting over fresh in a lot of ways. Still have some furniture, have my bed, art, coffee, that kind of thing. But there are I do have to rebuild the pantry, and there are little things that you don't think about when you're moving. I brought my favorite spices. I have, I don't know, 10, 12 spices, but compared to what I had at my old house, there was a lot of hot sauce in there that I left, a lot of truffle, a lot of good flavors, a lot of good, anyways, things that I left. I went to the store yesterday and I want to walk y'all through some of the staple items that were non-negotiable for me to have in the house. And we will start with the pantry. So this is if you're tabula rasa, blank slate, wanting to purge. We are in that season. It's the end of April. We're heading into May, spring, summer, cleaning. The era and the age of purging and cleansing is amongst us. In the pantry, some of the staples that I got were chia seeds, brown rice pasta, white rice. I got white rice. You can do brown, but again, here we are. I was looking for a nice, healthy, easy to digest carbohydrate. Did a brown rice, some flaxseed. I didn't do it ground because usually I use my coffee grinder. And then I did organic coffee beans. Organic coffee beans. Again, coffee is something that's so particular and specific to your taste, what you like, but I love doing my own coffee at home. I buy the full bean and I try and do organic fair trade when I can, but I was at Trader Joe's and I mean, it's pickings are slim. So I'm going to try and find, I wanted to get some Shade Raised Organics from the couple that I did that podcast episode with, Coffee and Advice. If you want to know more about coffee, then you should definitely listen to that episode. But Shade Raised is amazing, fair trade, and has such high quality ingredients. But that's what's in my pantry. I also did an avocado oil cooking spray, but not one that has any stabilizers or fillers or canola oil, because you have to be careful when some types of olive oil or oil in general for cooking, when you look at the front, of course, it's marketing, but when you look at the front, often it will say olive oil or avocado oil. But if you turn it around, hopefully it says organic, you know, organic olive oil or cold pressed virgin, whatever those terms are for olive oil or avocado oil. But a lot of the times, those are only some of the ingredients. a lot of the times it will say canola oil or a safflower, sunflower, rapeseed, vegetable oil with avocado. So it doesn't have to only be avocado oil for it to say avocado oil on the label. Be mindful of that while you're doing your grocery shopping, because olive oil, I believe, is better for cooking. Olive oil, coconut oil have higher burning temperatures, meaning that you can cook them at higher rates and they will be less rancid. And then olive oil, I prefer to use on salads or in dressings or raw or on a pasta to mix it around, make it all delicious and not clumping. That's what I like. You do you, but that's what I did, is I armed myself with a little bit of avocado cooking spray, and then I did a bunch of pepper. Oh, fun fact that I used, or fun fact that I saw about pepper the other day, was when you are buying pepper, instead of buying the fine ground, let me find it, hold on, peppercorns with filler, seed. Okay. When I was, oh my gosh, peppercorn. One second, I'm looking this up. You don't need to be here while I'm contemplating. Okay, for some reason, I cannot find what I was looking for about pepper, but essentially, when you are buying pepper, aim to purchase the pepper grinders or the peppercorns that are full black peppercorns. Otherwise, regular pepper that has already been ground that you're purchasing can sometimes be filled with other things. Not saying that it's filled with a bunch of binders and fillers, but there is some type of seed that has been found in black pepper, meaning that you're not getting that full black peppercorn taste, flavor, profile. That's something that I found out last week. I don't think anyone on the face of this fucking earth is going to care about that as much as me, but having to go to the store and get pepper was odd. It really did look like I was a college kid going grocery shopping for the first time, didn't have anything with me. I was like, guys, really just moved. Let's also get into a couple of things under my sink. I did an entire episode earlier this year on clean household products and some that I recommend. I also still have Branch Basics, which is that incredible brand. It feels, it may be perceived as expensive, but it's lasted me months and months and months. It comes in one bottle of concentration, and that can go for your laundry. It can go for your dish soap, your mirrors, your windows, all of these things. It is multi-purpose, and it is the cleanest cleaning product that I can find out there. Now, I forgot that I hijacked those from my old apartment and I had them with me, and I forgot to unpack that box before going to the grocery store, so I have double. I also got seventh generation dishwashing detergent. I got the gel because I don't ever trust the little packets that they come in. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. One other thing that I got is Molly's Suds laundry detergent. Those do come in the little packets, but I did my research on that and I'm obsessed. Molly's Suds, none of these are sponsored, by the way. I fucking wish. But Molly's Suds does a great job of cleaning your clothes. You feel really good about it. You aren't breathing in all these harsh chemicals or synthetic fragrances, which I hate. I can't stand putting on clothes sometimes it happens. I don't care if it's once in a while, but would you stop laying on your horn? But Molly Suds, that's a great one if you are in the market for new laundry detergent. I got the pods. They're really great. No fragrance, no BS, and you don't feel like a walking endocrine disruptor. And I ordered mine on Amazon. They came the next day. I'm into it. Let's get to the refrigerator. One thing to remember is when it comes to nut milks, if it's any product that you use on a daily basis, let's try to remember, if we are putting it inside of our bodies daily, then let's try and clean those up. If it's something that's once in a while or every couple days, whatever, then be more flexible on that. But if you are prioritizing your nutrition, your ingredients, your health, and what you are consuming, consider the things that you have on a daily basis. For me, that is a creamer. And as a gift for Christmas last year, I got a Nutter, Nutr. It's a It's this nut milk creator where you put a couple scoops of nuts in there and it makes enough almond or cashew or macadamia nut milk, whatever kind of milk you're making, and it makes a ton. I really like it. I'm going to get back into using it once I have containers that I can keep the milk in, but that's not the case right now. I'm working on getting some glass Tupperware. But also I'm a bit congested. If that wasn't clear enough, then now you know. I've been using the Nutter. Oh, excuse me. Sexy. I've been using the Nutter up until now. And if I'm not using the Nutter, then at Whole Foods, I will get Malk, M-A-L-K. They've got fantastic ingredients. They have some that's flavorless. If you don't want any flavor in your coffee, they have a really nice vanilla one that I really like. But honestly, ever since I transitioned to having coffee not on an empty stomach and waiting about 45 minutes to an hour after I wake up to have my coffee, I really have been doing Organifi protein in my coffee every morning. And I don't mean to say that and make it seem unbelievable or, oh, she doesn't have it in her coffee every single day. I really do. The only time I don't have a little bit of protein in my coffee in the morning to stabilize blood sugar levels, ensure that my anxiety isn't peaking by just having caffeine on an empty stomach in the morning, it really does help to mitigate some of the anxiousness that comes with coffee. It helps to mitigate cravings throughout the day, but the stability that I feel with it, I really don't want to go back. I will do, honestly, not a full scoop by any means, a fourth of a scoop, a third of a scoop. I'll mix it up with my frother and then I'll pour my coffee in. And it might seem like a lot of work, a lot of extra effort, but whatever. I'd rather take 15 extra seconds in the morning to have my whole day feel better. And I understand some people are working more efficiently than that, but it's not worth it to be crashing and craving all day. Truly, if you haven't tried it, give it a shot. I mix that with water or a little bit of my creamer and then do the coffee. And it's amazing. It's flavorful. It adds a bit of that vanilla and I trust the ingredients. If you do want to try Organifi, you can always use my code. It's HTH and you can get 20% off. I use their greens in the morning. Y'all know this. I do a glass of water on its own, maybe a bit of sea salt in there. Then I do the Organifi greens juice powder. I use the green apple flavor. I love it. And then I do a little bit of the protein in the coffee and that is my morning. People ask about supplements. They ask about all these things. And that's the whole basis of my morning routine as far as consumption goes. But again, Organifi.com. You can use the code HTH and try out any other products. You will absolutely love it. God, my kitchen is so fucking cute. I'm looking at it right now and I just want to love it so much. Couldn't be happier. View kitchen. That's on my left. It's on my right. Oof, love it. Okay, that's the milk situation in the refrigerator. I've got my greens in there. I've got some other things that I'll talk about later. Ooh, I can't wait. Oh my God, I completely forgot about these. Just be on the lookout for new product to try. We've talked about it before and we've been partnering for a while, but I've been waiting to talk. Whatever, we'll get into it. But the next couple of things that I got at the store, I got salmon, got a bunch of wild salmon, and typically I would get it at Whole Foods, but I did get it at Trader Joe's because that's where I was, and I haven't found the closest Whole Foods to me yet. And if anyone in Charlotte who lives near the metropolitan Dilworth area knows where the closest Whole Foods is or has a great recommendation for a local market, let me know. But I got bananas, I got blueberries, a shit ton of blueberries, best to snack on. These are big fat ones and they're still, I think, organic. I rinsed those off. I took them out of the container because there's nothing worse than having these delicious blueberries and then looking a day and a half later inside and seeing there's white fuzzy ones all over the place. Do yourself a favor, get your colander out, pour them out of the plastic, get them away from the plastic anyways, rub some vinegar on them, make sure you're rinsing them off really nicely, let them sit, keep them in the colander, and then it'll be easy access in your refrigerator. It's foolproof. Blueberries, bananas, avocado, broccolini, a bag of mixed green, a bag of arugula. I like to mix my lettuces. I used to do that when I was younger. I used to mix my cereal. I would do a kashi and a granola, or I would do some kind of frosted situation. No, actually, we would never buy frosted. That's a fucking lie. We would do two different types of cereals, like a some kind of Cheerio brand mixed with a kashi, and mix them both together. Sometimes we do a scoop of peanut butter. Like, we got wild with our cereal. It was hype. But now I do the same thing with my, with my lettuces. So I'll do a handful of arugula. I'll do a handful of the protein mixed greens. So delicious. Make sure you rinse it before you use it. Did that. Ton of tomato, an onion, some garlic. I made sure to do a jar of the minced garlic so that it adds some flavor. Go to Flavortown. A dozen cage-free eggs. And here we go again, guys. I'm doing it. I got cottage cheese, and it's so damn good. I got small curd, which is not my fave. And I did get a kind that wasn't organic. It wasn't the brand that I got at Whole Foods that I got to go back to it. I was trying a different kind, saying, oh, maybe it's about the same. And this one's good only because cottage cheese is just good, but it's not as good. So I still did get some of that. And I got some sprouted organic tofu, meaning it has been sprouted, which allows better and proper absorption and digestion. And it's organic. Of course, you can't always trust the packaging, but in this scenario, I'm just trusting it and we're going with it. Don't care. Next thing I got, as I'm thinking about the refrigerator, is two bars of dark chocolate. I like the 85% chocolate. Some people, I do think if you're not a dark chocolate person, maybe you work your way up. Maybe you start with a 50 or 60%. So it's still fairly sweet. You're getting some nice flavor. You do a couple squares, maybe 3-4 squares at the end of the night. And then every week, as you incrementally increase the amount of cocoa compared to what you originally started with. But I mean, if it's 99%, it's a bit too much for me. That's more for cooking. But 85, I'm loving it. I'm good with it. It's nice. It's a little bit bitter at the end of the night. You're enjoying it. It's decadent. It's great. I got some of the Caesar dressing from Trader Joe's. It's simple. It's easy. Whatever. What else did we get? I'm not looking at it. Oh, coconut aminos. It's a great substitution for a little teriyaki soy sauce type of flavor. So if you are trying to watch your sodium levels, which we all should be, I'm sorry to say the word should, I don't want to trigger people, but yeah, if you're watching your sodium levels, coconut aminos are great. I put it on a bit of salmon last night with some of the garlic, and then I served it over a bed of arugula, and chef's kiss. Easy, 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 nutritious, nourishing, happy. Did that. Then we've got some, Liza, why are you drawing such a blank? You crazy girl. Honestly, that might be getting close. Oh, got a bunch of zucchinis and a bunch of cucumbers. Tried to get some water-based vegetables, some summery vegetables, and what I wanted to get was edamame as well. Didn't, that's fine. I also got some organic marinara sauce, and they don't sell Rao's where we are at the Trader Joe's. But if I had my choice, I would get Rao's just because it's bomb. And that is what I did to start off my pantry and my refrigerator. Eating for one. Well, I'm sorry. Not eating for two. Absolutely not. That would literally be impossible. But cooking for one. Chilling. Enjoying myself. I don't even have an air fryer right now. Which is fine. I don't have a lot of counter space. I don't really necessarily want an air fryer. I've been just enjoying the cooking. But I'm trying to keep it minimal. Consume what I buy and not just purchase frivolously. And if you know me, I'm pretty minimal. I don't need a lot, but I mean, I would like some pictures hung. Oh, I also got baby's breath flowers, which is lovely. Either way. Oh, and hummus. Hummus, duh. And some rice crackers just for a little fun. Little crunch. Oh my God, and it's raining for the first time since I've lived in Charlotte. Again, 48 hours, but it's cute when it rains here. I act like I haven't lived here and was born and raised here for my whole life, but there's something different when you're paying too much for rent, you know? It just feels cute. Either way, I hope this episode has been helpful, and I wanted to emphasize that this really is a great time of the year to get back to the basics. What if you haven't been consuming it and it's in your pantry, you haven't used it in a year for spices or sauces, then maybe toss it. There's nothing better than a clean refrigerator or a clean pantry. And I'm not saying you have to throw things away and waste food, but go in, see what's expired. Or if there's a bunch of cans that you aren't using and you know that maybe you shouldn't eat all the SpaghettiOs, if that's something that you can sacrifice, and maybe you donate some of these things. But taking a look at your refrigerator, where can you add some clarity? Where are you eating intentionally? If you had to start all the way over, how would you mindfully create and curate your grocery list? I think it's interesting. But here again, these are the things that interest me. I think there's the reason I love this audience so much and the people that listen here, because we enjoy the same things. People would nerd out at the grocery store. People get excited about, maybe not even about cooking, but about flavor and how to learn about nutrition. What's most beneficial? What are the basics? And this is that. So I hope this has been helpful. I hope you enjoy it. And if there's ever anything I can do to provide clarity or instruct, inspire, educate in any way, and there's something that I'm missing the mark on, then I want to hear from you. You can always head over to iTunes or Apple Podcast. It is the purple app on your iPhone. You can just scroll down or slide your screen down and type in Apple Podcast. Hit subscribe. Leave us 5 stars. It is truly the greatest way for people to find the podcast. And it is appreciated, felt, and seen every single week. And without further ado, I'm going to enjoy the view of the rain while unpacking this last box. We've got 1 box to go and we're home, baby. And then I gotta find some easygoing neighbors that are gonna help me break down 65 boxes. I will talk to you all next Thursday. Yeah.
Of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.